Bl-aħbar tad-data tal-elezzjoni federali ftit wara li tħabbar il-budget federali, l-aħbarijiet fl-Awstralja huma ddominati minn dawn iż-żewġ aspetti. Il-budget joffri tnaqqis fit-taxxa għal dawk in-negozji żgħar u medji u tnaqqis żgħir fit-taxxa lil madwar 500,000 Awstraljan bidħul medju biex tiżdied it-tama tal-koalizzjoni għal rebħa elettorali u biex tikber l-ekonomija. Imma kien hemm reazzjonijiet imħalta minn aħħar kollha tal-politika.
The government is setting out to ensure that our children and grandchildren have the opportunities they deserve in the future. That's why we've laid out an economic plan that will deliver jobs and growth for the future.
Il-Prim Ministru Malcolm Turnbull jenfasizza il-pjanijiet tal-Gvern għall-ekonomija Awstraljana u għajt li huwa budget li jgħin lill-intrapriżi fl-Awstralja jiżgura li s-sistema tat-taxxa hija sostenibbli u reġalura il-budget fil-pożittiv. It-teżorier Scott Morrison jgħid li s-sitt komponenti tal-budget huma immirati li jilħqu għanijiet realistiċi.
The plan is multifaceted so that it can meet the needs of our economy and our people. Policy settings should not hold back Australians and the nation's prosperity. Unrealistic, unaffordable policy measures will not help the transition. It only puts it at risk.
Imma l-Oppożizzjoni Federali qed takkuża lil Malcolm Turnbull li ma jafx x'inhuma l-ħtiġijiet tal-familji Awstraljani medji. Il-mexxej tal-Oppożizzjoni Bill Shorten qal lill-ABC li l-budget jifavorixxi lill-miljonarji aktar milli lil dawk li għandhom bżonn lajnuna.
If you earn $1 million in income, you will get nearly $17,000 in tax cut, courtesy of Malcolm Turnbull. But if you earn less than $80,000, you won't get a cent of a tax cut. And indeed, if you're an average family on $65,000 a year, the Liberals, led by Mr. Turnbull, are cutting the family tax benefit payments, so you're going to be down net $3,000.
Il-mexxej tal-ħodra Awstraljani Richard Di Natale lanqas huwa tant favur il-budget.
What we've seen here is the Prime Minister talking about an economic plan for jobs and for growth, and yet he's silent on the biggest challenge facing our economy, and that's the transition to a clean energy economy, which we know is a jobs-rich economy, one that brings in international investment. Clean energy means hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Sadattant il-respons minnaħħa tal-istati u territorji kien ivarja. It-teżorier fil-Victoria Tim Palace jgħid li l-gvern ħadem fuq budget immirat għal għanijiet tal-elezzjoni aktar milli ħaseb fl-aħjar bżonnijiet tan-nazzjon. U jgħid li s-saħħa u l-edukazzjoni kienu warba u l-gvern federali qed jonfoq ħafna anqas mill-istat ta' Victoria biex jikkumbatti l-vjolenza fil-familja. It-teżorier statali għal l-ABC li Victoria kienet minsija fejn jidħlu fondi għal l-infrastruttura bl-istat ħalla sar proġetti f'Sydney u f'Brisbane.
They continue to hold back the fastest growing economy in the nation by distorting their investments around their own political agendas rather than the needs of the nation. And that's the unwritten story of this budget. It's a budget with an eye on the electoral map and no eye or any concern for the Victorian community.
It-teżorier ta' Northern Territory David Tolner jgħid li xtaq li dik magħrufa bħala backpacker tax tkun inwarba mill-budget. In-Northern Territory għamlet kampanja kontra din it-taxxa proposta li tolqot lill-ħaddiema backpackers 32.5% mill-ewwel dollaru li jaqilgħu. Tolner jgħid li l-agrikoltura, il-ħortikultura, it-turizmu u l-industrija tal-ikel u r-restoranti li jsibuha diffiċli biex isibu il-ħaddiema lokali l-aktar li se ribatu.
Changing that tax whilst disappointing for us up here because we do have an over-reliance on backpackers, you know, is to be expected.
It-teżorier ta' New South Wales, Gladys Berry Ginclion, tgħid li l-budget jippromwovi tkabbir ekonomiku fl-istat. Hija tgħid li hija kuntenta li l-budget jinkludi proġetti infrastrutturali kbar, imma ma tantx hija kuntenta bil-fondi fl-edukazzjoni.
Both income tax cuts and business cuts which will stimulate economic growth. And we're extremely pleased that we have extra money for infrastructure. We've had our health funding restored for the next 3 years. And obviously in education we've received some funding and we'll continue to argue for more at the next appropriate opportunity during the COAG process.
Il-Premier ta' Western Australia Colin Barnett għamil aċċara qabel il-budget li ma tantx kien qed jistenna aktar mill-proġetti li diġà kienu allokati fondi. Fil-fatt il-budget ftit li xejn offra fondi ġodda l-istat. Madankollu jara fl-impenn tal-budget tal-infrastruttura u tnaqqis fit-taxxa għan-negozji żgħar u medji.